What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Shooting the Sith. That's weird. Why do you do it like that? I don't know. Anyways, what's going on, everybody? Shooting the Sith. I'm Robert, the host of Bridging the Geekdoms and Shooting the Sith, and senior editor of Spoilerverse.com and so much more. So how's it going, guys? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend last week. It's been some... Been an interesting few days here. If you saw an article that was actually released from Spoilerverse.com today, I heard a little rumblings of what to expect when it comes to Star Wars with their upcoming movie set to release in December of 2023. So head on over to Spoilerverse.com for that article and check that out. May have something to do with Rian Johnson and his planned trilogy within the Star Wars universe. So go check it out. With that, I want to talk about this week's episode of The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian did it again. Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau, they just keep finding ways of making the show better and better and better as the show goes on. It's amazing. It's fantastic. I love it. So this episode brought us the first live-action look of Ahsoka Tano. Right there. There she is. Ahsoka Tano in live action, played by the beautiful and talented Rosario Dawson. Now, I teased my video today would cover the good, the bad, and the ugly in regards to this episode, because while this episode was a great, great episode, there were some things that just didn't feel right to me with it. Now, I'm excited that Ahsoka Tano is in live action. I think Rosario Dawson looked really good portraying the role. However, there was something that just felt off about the character in live action. There were some scenes, whether it's the way Filoni directed it, whether it was just the limitations and capabilities of live action. There was just, to me, it just felt, and this is part of that ugly, it's just, there was just something about it just like, eh. You know, it could have been done better. But with that said, that's not taking away from this episode at all. The episode was phenomenal. Not only did we get the reveal and the introduction of Ahsoka Tano in live action, but we got the child's name, or as many people dub the child, Baby Yoda. We finally got the name of the child, which is Grogu. Kind of a weird name, not expecting to get a name. I think that was a really good hidden secret that was going to come from this episode. Everybody was expecting to see Ahsoka Tano, but we still had a few surprises, which I think was very well done by Filoni and Favreau in this regard, because when everything is spoiled prior to seeing it, there's not much joy in surprise. So the fact that we all knew Ahsoka was coming this episode, the fact that they were able to hide the fact that they were also going to reveal the name of Grogu, I think is impressive. And a lot of people don't like the name. A lot of people are sitting there saying, oh, we're going to continue calling him Baby Yoda or the child or what have you. Regardless of whatever you want to talk about or say, the child's name is Grogu. So there you have it. That is the child's name. That's what it's going to be moving forward from now on, forever and all time, is Grogu, unless he becomes a Sith Lord and dons a Darth name. But I doubt that's going to happen. But, you know, people aren't talking about some of the other amazing things in this episode enough. The Kurosawa feel of this episode, very, very prevalent here, you know. And the magistrate, which people picked out immediately, was played by Bruce Lee's goddaughter. And I think that's pretty cool, a little aspect that they added in there to really just build on to that Kurosawa feel, having somebody connected to the martial arts history of films and everything like that in some form or fashion. I think that was kind of cool, kind of brilliant. But the one thing that I want to talk about, I know there was another big reveal right at the end of the episode, and I'll talk about that in a second here, but for those of you joining now, spoilers, I am talking about the latest episode of The Mandalorian, so watch for the spoilers. The one thing I want to talk about is the relationship of the Mandalorian and Grogu. A lot of people are kind of just not, I don't know why, they're just kind of looking past that. And this episode is showing the father and child bond that the two of them have now and have developed over the course of these two seasons. And people are just overlooking that aspect because everybody's so like, oh, the Mandalorian is basically a supporting character in this show. You know, Ahsoka shows up, that's the main character. Bo-Katan shows up, that's the main character. No, you're all missing the point of this show. And it's a show about a father and a son, a father and a child. That is what this show is doing right now. And it's a beautiful thing because we get hints of it in season one. We see how Din Djarin, the Mandalorian, is very, he was taken away from his family. His family was killed during the Clone Wars, and he was taken into under the tutelage and the guidance of the Mandalorians of Death Watch, and he becomes a Mandalorian and pushes forward. We now see that on the other side with him and Grogu. And it's phenomenal. It's beautiful. And I don't know why people are overlooking this. I think that is the thing that is exciting me the most right now, is seeing the development of those two characters because, yeah, we're all looking at, okay, who's the Jedi that is going to take Grogu under their wing? I'm telling you right now, no Jedi is going to take Grogu under their wing. You know, Ahsoka says, we're going to let the Force decide. Take Grogu here, let the Force decide where Grogu goes. And I'm willing to bet that Grogu is going to continue under the guidance of Din Djarin. And he's going to grow up alongside Din Djarin. And I just think that is amazing. And it's beautiful. And something that people are missing. People are missing that aspect of this show, and it's upsetting because it is a beautiful, beautiful story that's being told about a father and a son, and people just aren't getting it right now. And don't get me wrong, I get it. You know, you're seeing the spectacle of lightsabers, of Bo-Katan, of Cara Dune, of all this stuff, of potentially seeing Boba Fett pop up. I get it. That's the spectacle. That's to draw you in. But to keep you there, the story between the Mandalorian and the child, that's what's driving this show forward. And maybe they need to back off from all that spectacle a little bit. Maybe they do, but I like it. I like the hints. You know, I like that Ahsoka showed up, Bo-Katan showed up. We're seeing connections to the grander universe, which is something that we've all wanted and have always asked for when it comes to the live action content of Star Wars. How often have we said, oh, why no Ahsoka? Why didn't they throw Ahsoka in the prequel? Well, they couldn't because she came up after the fact. Why couldn't we get, you know, other aspects of the cartoons into the sequels and so on and so forth? Well, they're doing that now. And while that's an amazing thing, I think it's causing people to miss what the story actually is here. It's a beautiful story, for sure. So the next reveal, the big reveal. So we got Ahsoka Tano, we got the name of Grogu. The next reveal is that of Ahsoka hunting down Grand Admiral Thrawn. Now, Dave Filoni mentioned in an interview recently, after this episode, he did an interview, I think it was Vanity Fair, perhaps, or... I don't know, one of those outlets there. And he was asked, hey, does this take place before or after the final scene in the final season of Rebels? Because if you remember, at the final scene of Rebels, we see Ahsoka showing up to go hunt down Admiral Thrawn or go find Ezra with Sabine Wren. And that's a good question there, because that takes place after Return of the Jedi. We know that. But we don't know when. Is it 5 years? Is it 2 years after Return of the Jedi? Is it a year after Return of the Jedi? And Filoni's just like, I don't know. I guess you're just going to have to pretty much wait and see what happens. And it's brilliant because if it's after the fact, that means they've hunted Admiral Thrawn, they've hunted Ezra, and they knew roughly the whereabouts of some of these characters and some of their friends. However, I'm coming into some fog here, so I do apologize. However, you know, their search for Grand Admiral Thrawn, and the reason why I believe this is after the fact, because their hunt that takes place at the end of Rebels that they go out on is to find them for the first time. In my opinion, they've already found them. And the fact that she has an idea that they're alive, even, because they didn't even know if they were alive at the end of Rebels. Were they alive? Who knows? And I think that's to me, is what's telling about this, that whole thing is, it's very possible that this is taking place after they've already initially found Grand Admiral Ezra in some form or fashion. Now, Thrawn being brought up in live action, does that mean we're going to see a live action Thrawn? I do believe that's going to happen. If you recall, around the time that it leaked that Rosario Dawson would be playing Ahsoka Tano, there were discussions that this would be sort of a backdoor pilot to an Ahsoka Tano series, whether it's a long-running series, miniseries, that's yet to be known. But you don't sign an actress like Rosario Dawson for one episode, roughly, what would you say, 20 minutes to 25 to 30 minutes of screen time. I think that there's going to be something more. I think we're going to get an Ahsoka Tano series. I think it's going to be a mini series, maybe more. But we are going to get an Ahsoka Tano series. I'm going to take a look and see what I can find out about that. I've asked around a little bit here and there. Nobody seems to be able to give me any clear information regarding it. I'm hoping that it happens or there's some information that drops soon. But that's my take on it right now. I think this episode really shows that, yes, they're moving forward with a Ahsoka Tano show in some form or fashion. But we're almost to the end of the season. I mean, we had episode 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's 5. So we have 3 episodes left of this season. We had the reveal of Boba Fett at the end of episode of chapter 9, the first episode of this season. Nothing has come of that yet. So what do you think is going to happen coming up, guys? You know, let me know down in the comments. Now, I, for one, think this next episode we are going to see, because Din got the Beskar staff, or pike. I think he's going to be taking that to the armor next episode. I think we're going to see Emily Swallow, that's the actress, as the armorer. Next episode, I think he's going to have some more armor created with that Beskar. Suspicion, maybe I'm wrong. It'd be cool if I'm right. If it doesn't happen this episode, or if it does even, I think that Beskar is going to be used to create a piece of armor for Grogu. I just have this weird feeling. I could be way off. This is nothing. I have no knowledge of anything. I just think it would be cool if that Beskar would be utilized to create some sort of armor for Grogu, because he's sticking around for a while. Now, who could that Jedi be that Ahsoka mentions? You know, you take him to this place, let the Force, and when he calls out into the Force, you know, a Jedi will probably come and find him. Is she talking about Luke? Is she talking about Ezra? Who else is out there that could possibly come and, you know, see who this is, who this child is? A lot of people are going with the idea that it's going to be Ezra, and I get that. I think that's a cool idea. Personally, I would like to see Ezra dead at this point. And it sounds pretty dark, I know, but I really don't want Ezra around at the time where Luke is rebuilding the new Jedi Order, or attempting the new Jedi class or what have you. I want his story to wrap up prior to that. But that's just me. That's just me. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, like that. But we'll see. I like it to be Luke.
I think it's just, it would be phenomenal to have Luke Skywalker show up on The Mandalorian, even if it's just for a small appearance. With that said, I do want to see so badly, and I've been saying this ever since they talked about it, and it was leaked that Ahsoka would be coming to live action. I need Dave Filoni. You're from Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh. I hope you watch this. I'm calling you out. We need to get an Ahsoka and Luke Skywalker scene. I don't care how you do it, whether you utilize Mark Hamill, which would be preferable, and de-age him, or you get someone like Sebastian Stan, who has similar features to Mark Hamill, and you can possibly make him look like Return of the Jedi, era Luke. Whatever you do, I don't care, because it's the characters, not the actors, that matter in this. But if you can get those two on screen together, get them on screen, and I want to see the moment Ahsoka hears the Skywalker name, to perk up. I want her to look at him. I want her to say, "My God, you look just like him." And I want her to apologize for leaving him. But then Luke to turn around and tell her that he redeemed himself, that he came back to the light. And in the end, he was once again Anakin. I don't care when or how you do that, but now that Ahsoka is live action, it has to happen. It has to. And there's some amazing art going around over social media, little comic strip like that. And I mean, I read it, I just felt it. Ahsoka's become such an amazing character within the Star Wars lore and universe. Mark Hamill or Luke Skywalker is just as big as Ahsoka. Ahsoka's just as big as Luke Skywalker's, however you want to put it. Having those two characters come together in some form or fashion to give that closure to Ahsoka about her old master Anakin would just be absolutely amazing. Heartbreaking in a way, but yet heartwarming. I mean, there's just the emotions that would go through all this is just fantastic. But let me know, guys. Let me know what you thought of the latest episode of The Mandalorian. I know it was a rather good episode. Was it great? No. There were some moments that, again, it just felt really small and secluded. But again, the Kurosawa feel, the introduction of Ahsoka, Grogu, Thrawn being dropped. I mean, so much good in this episode. But again, I still think the first episode of this season is still my favorite episode of The Mandalorian. To me, that encapsulated everything that they were trying to do with this show, the old Western type of feel, the cowboy coming into a town, all that stuff. The first episode of this season got that completely. This was honoring the roots of Kurosawa and everything that happened, with the old samurai and martial arts films and stuff like that. That I loved. I loved that aspect of it. But it's still not my favorite episode of the season, but that's okay. Because not every episode has to be your favorite. But as long as it pushes the story forward, as long as it gets you excited, that's what matters, and that's what they've been doing with The Mandalorian thus far, and I love them for it. I absolutely adore what they've been doing, and it's just amazing and fantastic, and again, I want to know your thoughts on everything. I know that I don't get too much interaction with the Shooting the Sith episodes in my show, but I'm hoping to get that built up soon. I have some, I'm lining up some guests. I'm going to be back in my room, at my desk, at my computer, doing these again. I definitely want to get more people to watch. I'm going to have some guests on here who are people know them. Within the fandom, they are known in the fandom of Star Wars. People are going to be excited to have these people on the show. I'm excited to have some of these on the show. I have one that I'm lining up right now. I'm hoping to get done before the end of the year. So I'm going to get them on the show. Well, my phone moved a bit there. I'm going to get them on the show. But then I'm going to have some other things lined up. If you've missed it on our audio only, and I might throw it up on YouTube here this week. It's just audio. But Colton and I, Colton from Bridging the Geekdoms and I, got to sit down and speak with the Outer Rim Praxium a few months back during the quarantine. Now, I do apologize. The audio wasn't great. We had some audio difficulties and such. But it was an amazing interview with the Outer Rim Praxium. It's a lightsaber school down in West Virginia. I encourage everybody to jump over to any podcatcher app that you can find. Find Shooting the Sith and listen to the show. Amazing, amazing discussion that we had there. Like I said, I think I'm going to throw it up on YouTube this week because I want it to be heard more. And I might do that with all. I might get all my audio stuff up here as well. But other than that, guys, thanks for watching. I hope you enjoy what I'm doing here with Shooting the Sith. Again, I'm going to be doing my road shows occasionally still. But now that I'm going to be back at my desk more often, I'm going to start doing some interviews, having some guests, and having some fun in that regard. Because it's all about the love of Star Wars. It's all about staying passionate and excited about what's to come. And regardless whether you're excited about Rian Johnson or Taika Waititi or what Favreau's doing, the Cassian Andor series, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, what have you. If you're excited about it, I want Shooting the Sith to be the one-stop shop where we can all celebrate and get excited about it. Yeah, I will sit down. I will critique. I will criticize. I will discuss things with anybody. But I will never, never want to take away your excitement of Star Wars. I will never try and take your excitement away. If you like something that I don't like within Star Wars, more power to you, because I can guarantee there's things that I like about Star Wars that you're not going to like. And that's the big thing about Shooting the Sith. It's your one-stop shop for anything Star Wars. Just great Star Wars discussion. That's what I'm looking for here at Shooting the Sith. That's what it means, Shooting the Sith. To play on Shooting the Shit. Because when you shoot the shit, you just bullshit about stuff. That's what Shooting the Sith is. We're just going to talk shop about Star Wars. So definitely, if anybody wants to join me on my show sometime, hit me up on social media. Just say, look, man, I'd love to be on your show. Talk about Star Wars. Talk about anything. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we can talk about it. I love what ifs. I plan on doing some what ifs when it comes to Star Wars. I know my my boy Dawson over at Nerdy in Many Ways has done a couple what ifs. They've been phenomenal, and I am planning on doing some myself because they're fun. I am hoping to get some of those other YouTubers on here. So if you're somebody that watches my show, enjoys what I say, help me out. Reach out to them. Say, hey, I want this person to be on your show. I want this person to be on your show. I'll try and make it happen. With all that said, I've been trying to end this now for 5 minutes. With all that said, make sure you head over to spoilerverse.com for all things Shooting the Sith, Bridging Geekdoms, Spoiler Country, and so much more. And make sure you hit that subscribe button, guys. Subscribe, like, do all those fun things. Gets me more views. I'm all for it. I like what I'm doing. I'm having fun. I hope you enjoy it as well. So with all that said, may the Force be with you.